Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining us this morning is Chairman of the Board for the St. Joseph Sports Commission, Brett Easley. Brett, we invited you on this morning because the St. Joseph Sports Commission announced within the last week that they will be honoring an inaugural class for the St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame. Now, the Sports Hall of Fame is a new idea, and I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about where this idea originally began.
You bet. So our sports commission actually was formalized in the late 90s, and after a couple of years, essentially went dormant. And in the summer of 2018, knowing the amount of events that our community has, whether that be on a professional, amateur, national, regional, local level, the idea to form our sports commission back just made sense. And so not only did our board of directors want to impact economic development here in our county through sports, but it was apparent one of our main goals was to form a St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame to recognize the unbelievable history that we've had in the city and in the county for over a century. And so really over the course of the last almost 2 years, but heavily in the last 6 months, we've had a subcommittee of our commission board of directors that has been meeting on a biweekly basis and has talked about everything from selection criteria, eligibility, who is eligible, etc. And so really over the course of the last 6 months, we've gotten to the point of formally announcing our Area Sports Hall of Fame. We'll have our nomination process open in mid to late January of next year with a hopeful induction of end of summer 2021, early fall. Certainly that could be impacted by COVID and the pandemic, but that's our hopeful timeline right now.
So the St. Joseph Sports Commission is asking for nominations for this inaugural class from the public. What's some of the criteria that people need to keep in mind when they nominate someone?
So in order to be considered for our Hall of Fame, you know, certainly all Halls of Fame look different. But to be considered for our Hall of Fame, you've got to meet one of the three criteria. So you either have to have been born in Buchanan County, you have to have made your sports career or your significant contribution in Buchanan County, or you have to be currently making your contribution or making your career in Buchanan County. And I've had some people ask me why the last bullet point, why that's important, how that's different from the second bullet point. And essentially that would allow someone that is still contributing, whether that be athlete, coach, administrator, sports medicine personnel, that would allow somebody that is currently still contributing in that profession to be inducted. You know, some halls of fame require that you be retired or you be out 5 years. And, you know, depending on the profession or depending on who's being nominated and what they're being nominated for, we didn't want to set that criteria per se. And so that's why bullet point three and that third criteria to be considered is important. So you have to meet one of those three to be eligible. And then I think the other thing that's important to note is essentially anybody can nominate. So you or I could nominate. Anybody out there that has a worthy candidate, we invite them to join our nomination process.
We're talking with Chairman of the Board for the St. Joseph Sports Commission, Brett Easley. We're specifically talking about the announcement that the commission is creating a St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame, as well as asking for nominations for their inaugural class. So for this next question, I think what I have in mind is kind of what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does in Cleveland. So every year you have everyone kind of come together and they say, okay, here's someone from decades ago that we need to put in this year that we haven't yet. And then you also have them going, but we also need to, you know, put some people in that are relevant, still touring, and that people know about, someone modern. So I guess my question would be, is this kind of the approach of the St. Joseph Sports Commission for this Hall of Fame inaugural class?
I will tell you this. So our inaugural induction class, as well as induction classes past that, and I would say at least over the next 5 to 10 years, we will induct up to 10 individuals in one team. And so these classes are not going to be mega in size, at least not in the beginning. You know, certainly our committee, after review of each year's events and the nomination process and the selection process, you know, we certainly reserve the right to review the number of class. But, you know, I don't know that I have a definitive answer to your question. I think some Halls of Fame committees would say, you know what, our inaugural class, you know, everyone in that class may be deceased. Everyone in that class may have been out of their profession for longer than 20 to 30 years. It's just really hard to predict. I think that's the trends that you see, but I also think, too, that, you know, there are some absolute slam-dunk nominees that that we will receive that are likely still contributing now that probably deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, I think the key there is it depends on our nominations and who we have. You know, I think there's going to be folks that are obvious nominees, but there's going to be folks that aren't obvious nominees that are going to come in through the nomination process, and the selection committee will look and likely be overwhelmed by what they receive. And so, you know, I don't think there's a hard line answer there. I think we want to make sure that we nominate the 10 folks that the selection committee thinks is most deserving in that inaugural year and the one team, provided we get that one team, and then we'll see how the classes shake out year after year after that.
So before this next question, I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to assume that the St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame will not have a visiting location for its inaugural class. But is this something that the St. Joseph Sports Commission is looking at in the near future, where they can set up the Hall of Fame, maybe give it its own building, or set it up at the Sports Commission or somewhere where people can still check it out in the future?
Absolutely. That is definitely a long-term goal of our commission, our Hall of Fame committee, because as you said, you know, certainly as you grow your Hall of Fame, whether that be your 1, your 5, your 10, certainly that's something. It's one thing to conduct the inauguration, but you definitely want to showcase your inductees and those accomplishments, because this is a forever thing. This isn't a one-time come to the ceremony and your history fades. When you go into the Hall of Fame, that's the pinnacle of your career, and that's something that not only needs to be celebrated on induction day, but needs to live forever. And so that is definitely a long-term goal. Now, I say long-term goal because, you know, certainly the financials are key. To do it right certainly is definitely going to take some commitments, whether that be through sponsors, whether that be donors, to get something like that off the ground. And, you know, where that lives, I don't know. I think our committee is considering a few different options right now that I think would make a great home for the St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame. But I definitely think, you know, as this process has come to fruition over the last 6 months and then on into our inaugural induction class in 2021, you know, certainly I think plans and interest will evolve. And one day, whether that be a year down the line or 5 years down the line, it is definitely a goal to have a permanent shrine to our inductees.
You know, those are all the questions I have for you, Brett. Is there anything else that you would like to add or maybe let our listeners know about?
You know, I would. So obviously, as I mentioned, we invite anyone to nominate a worthy candidate. You know, we do ask that certainly you look at the selection criteria and make sure they meet at least one of those criteria. But to nominate, our form will be at our website. So that's stjomo.com, that's stjomo.com/St. Joseph Sports Committee, or St. Joseph Sports Commission, rather. And so that's where they can find the online form. They can nominate electronically, or for folks that don't want to nominate electronically, they can mail in the nomination form with all of the requested documents and the material as well. So stjomo.com, stjomo.com/St. Joseph Sports Commission.
All right, Brett, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, it was chairman of the board for the St. Joseph Sports Commission, Brett Easley. talking about the St. Joseph Area Sports Hall of Fame, which will look to induct their inaugural class sometime next year. And we'll keep you up to date on when that will happen. Once again, I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.